Welcome back to the Political Checklist here on the Rundown blog. We're kicking off 2011 with senior correspondent Gwen Ifill, senior correspondent Judy Woodruff. I'm David Chalian, the political editor here at the NewsHour. And ladies, there's a lot to get to as we kick off this new year after the doldrums of no news in the holiday time. We are back with a vengeance here. The new Congress, obviously, coming to town this week, will convene on Wednesday, Republican majority in the House. The White House seemed quite clear to sort of launch a battle with the Republicans over the weekend when we saw Austin Goolsbee, the White House economic advisor, bring up this issue of raising the debt limit, which is a vote that is going to come real fast here in Congress. And he basically laid down the gauntlet and challenged Republicans not to play political games with that. Judy, is this going to be a pitched battle? Are we in danger of possibly as a country actually not raising the debt limit and defaulting?
Well, it's absolutely going to be a pitched battle between Republicans and Democrats, the White House, Democrats in the majority. It's also going to be a pitched battle among Republicans because the new members of Congress, the 80-some-odd number, 85 or more, Republicans who are new in the House, many of them have sworn to cut back on spending. So for one of their first major votes to be to raise the spending level goes against the grain of everything they've told their constituents. And yet the majority in the Republican Party knows that you have to raise the debt spending limit, as Austin Goolsbee said, or the government could be in a crisis.
That leadership, the new majority leadership, Speaker Boehner in a interview with The New Yorker a couple weeks ago, Gwen, even said we have to act like adults on certain things here. But that gets to the challenge that Judy's pointed to of he really has to manage a very disparate conference.
My first thought was, why is the White House picking a fight on something as obscure to the American people as the debt ceiling limit? It seemed really weird. And then I thought about it and I realized this is a fight they want to have. They want to have a fight right away with Republicans who are coming in and saying, this is what you want. Here is the cost. And they say this is a perfect way of crystallizing it. And people like John Boehner do know that there is a cost for this argument they've been making about spending. And it'll be down the road before they get to issues that affect people's lives, like healthcare spending and Medicaid spending and choices for states. But here's something where they can say, okay, let's go and completely explode our credibility and our bond rating around the world and default on our government loans in order to make an ideological point. So this is a fight they've decided is worth picking.
Lindsey Graham was out there this weekend saying, you know, I'll vote for it, but only if I get to vote with spending cuts right alongside with it.
They're already looking for a way to make it
exactly
more acceptable.
The other thing we keep hearing from Republicans is that they are eager before the State of the Union address to have a straight up vote on repealing the Obama health care reform law. Well, we know that's not going anywhere because he still has the veto pen, right? But Judy, is this a battle, I guess, my question is, that the Obama White House wants to have again? They battled health care for the better part of a year. Is this really a message battle they want to have again?
And virtually every Democrat out there running for re-election who had voted for health care didn't want to talk about it because in virtually no place in the country was health care a popular subject. No, it's not a battle, but it's one they're going to have, and they're bracing themselves. They've already been rolling out the arguments. They're trying to point to those few pieces of health care reform that have already kicked in. Grown children up to the age of 26 can stay under their parents' coverage and so forth. But again, Republicans were campaigning against this, and so they are sworn to let their constituents see them talking about it. So we're going to hear them.
So let the Republicans have the vote or fight it out if you're the White House.
Here's the key for both parties. They both want to get the upper hand. They know that the State of the Union is when the president gets to say, I command the stage. And so they're trying to beat him to the punch by commanding the stage on something that speaks to the issues which got them elected. This is the fight. The debt ceiling is the fight the White House wants to have, and this is the fight the Republicans want to have. And they're going to duke it out and see who gets to control the stage, knowing that in the end, especially if you wait till the State of the Union, the president gets the stage that night.
Before Speaker Boehner grabs that gavel on Wednesday this week, today we have the Republican National Committee trying to sort out their future because it looks like Michael Steele is not going to have the support. Not the future. Yet he oversaw a two-year period where they had huge electoral gains. Gwen, what is the battle for the chairman of the party going into the president's reelect year? The single goal is to make sure Obama doesn't have a second term. What is the state of the Republican Party, and what do we hope to learn from what emerges from this battle for the chairmanship?
Part of the state is that Michael Steele has never been the most popular leader. And in the end, you get reelected if you have done so much for the people who've been elected, they can't afford not to reelect you. The party is in debt. even though they won. It's a fight that's separate from who's elected and who's electable. It's a fight for controlling the levers. And Michael Steele did not in his time as party chairman build up enough internal support to get him through this kind of question marks. And so you see page one story showing up in places like the Washington Times about how much debt there is in the RNC. Clearly that he wouldn't have attracted this many competitors if people were that thrilled by him internally.
At the same time, it's an inside the beltway thing. I mean, this is inside. How many people know the other four people who are running against Michael Steele? We need to know. And one of them, as you say, as both of you suggest, is going to emerge the winner. But the question will be, you know, how much can that person do for the Republicans who are running? How much can that person do for the Republicans running for president? I mean, that's what it's all about for
many Republicans
right now.
Because they have to be sort of the neutral arbiter of that entire process, which looks to be more wide open than it has been in a generation.
And in a generation. I mean, there are so many names out there. You had a new name pop up over the weekend, John Huntsman, who President Obama appointed to be his ambassador to China. Now he's saying,
this very thing.
So it's wide open, and this Republican chairman will have something to say about that.
Excellent. Judy Woodruff, Gwen Ifill, thank you very much
for kicking off the new year.
Happy New Year to you guys. We'll be back right here next week with another version of the Political Checklist.